The older one to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I pray that in everything you may be prosperous and be healthy, even as your soul prospers. I rejoiced greatly when the brothers came and testified of you in the truth. As you are walking in the truth, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Beloved, you are faithful in whatever way you are working for the brothers, and in the same way for strangers. They have testified before the congregation about your love. You will do well to help them on their way, worthily of God. For they went out for the sake of the name, taking nothing from the Gentiles. We therefore are obligated to welcome such as these, that we might be fellow workers in the truth. I wrote to the congregation, but Diotrephes, who loves to have first place among them, does not receive us. So if I come, I will remember his works, which he continues to practice, and is slandering us with wicked words. Not satisfied with these things, he does not receive the brothers, and forbids those who want to receive them, and expels them from the congregation. Beloved, do not imitate the evil, but the good. He who does good is of God, but he who does evil has not seen God. Demetrius is well reported of by all and by the truth itself. And we also testify, and you know our testimony is true. I had many things to write to you, but I do not wish to write with ink and pen. However, I hope to see you right away, and we shall speak face to face. Peace to you, the friends greet you. Greet the friends by name.